So let's learn chapter 4, international trade, and we will understand the barriers that impacts the international trade. First of all, let's understand that world overall have come a long way in terms of mutual exchange of goods and services. They understand that each one depends on the available product or services from the other country. However, due to certain reasons very well known to everyone, one country tries to create a barrier for entry for the other country's goods. That's where the concept of trade barrier comes in. Various kinds of trade barriers are designed to discourage import into your main country. So this is what we will try to understand. Excessive import means your country's money is getting drained out of your country, creating an imbalance against you. So countries resort to various kinds of trade barriers. Now let's understand before we get into it various aspects of it. The first thing is the understanding one required is for the balance of trade as a concept. What is balance of trade? The balance of trade as a concept is a difference that arises between the funds received by one country through an export vis-a-vis fund paid by the countries due to import in that country. So if payment towards import is higher than what country receives towards exports, that means you have transferred excess of your money outside your country, making cash available in your country limited. That's an adverse balance of trade. If you are exporting more than what you are importing, that means you have pulled in more cash inside your country, and that way it makes your country having excess of funds. So this is what every country tries to monitor. And to prevent this, many countries have come out with various employable barriers. Okay, now to discourage imports, you have to have competitive advantage in terms of supply of a cheaper goods. Now one can achieve this, discouraging imports to have a competitive advantage in terms of supply of cheaper goods. Countries create various kinds of provisions in their way of doing business. Why do the country do this kind of a barrier? First of all, the genuine interest is to prevent or protect your country's small-scale industry or new startup against anything which is otherwise adversely being implemented by foreign counterpart. Trade barriers enables them to grow in a protected environment. So they are given a kind of an umbrella protection so that they themselves can grow to a stage where they can tomorrow be a competitor themselves. Every country must strive to have a balance between their exports and import. If not taken, your balance of trade positions will become adverse. So that will be threaten your country's economy. World Trade Organization pursues developed countries to facilitate reduction of barrier against developing countries. So to create, not only remove the injustice, but provide an open playing green field to the developing nations to enter and supply goods in your country. And they should not expect a reciprocal favor. That's where the beauty lies. So that the developing nation is in a position to explore various international markets. So importance of international trade in current era, if you have to understand, it's a backbone of the global economy. Every country has striving for exports to rise and imports to minimize, be it products, service, or even technology transfers. However, global trade is witnessed in the recent era shift due to emerging economic policies, which is restrictive in its nature. Supply chain disruptions that has happened, okay, and technological advancements that is driving the commerce, e-commerce especially, and changing political landscape. New equations are getting formed. That's what is more kind of revelation coming out. So you see that various dynamics are changing, which was far more stable in earlier era. So that's where the birth of trade barriers happened. when trade barriers are born, it comes in the form of either a tariff, that is percentage of tax on goods that you bring in, non-tariff barriers, either you are demanded a lab test or you are demanded quality checks, etc. We will study them more. Foreign exchange control, quota control, some technical regulations have been imposed, and these are done to protect eventually countries' own interests and defend the existing economy or existing industries within the country. How the evolution of and the role of trade barrier in global economy? So trade barriers such as tariff, non-tariff measures, foreign exchange control and technical have historically been used by countries to protect domestic industry. We will now study various ways in which the trade barriers are applied. First direct measure is a tariff barrier. It's a direct form where government imposes straight away a certain percentage of duty on the cost of the goods imported. This is done so that goods when finally lands into Indian market becomes costlier than what otherwise is available from the indigenous manufacturers. So that is number one. Second is non-tariff barriers, NTBs. These are included into options that we have earlier studied, like a quota. You impose maximum how much one can export or import, kind of. Generally, it is for the import or license you seek or country of origin certificate, lab test, quality checks, various things you demand. That is a non-tariff barrier. There is also hidden barriers, which is in the form of a bureaucratic red tape. Your letter of credit or your, you know, consignment note has to be sent for approval before goods are allowed to be unloaded, and those kind of custom procedures are made very lengthy, etc. So this leads to the hidden barrier vis-a-vis cultural preferences. You have a product which generally is in contrast with what is culturally more prevalent in that country. So despite open economy, no barriers, you still can't really create market for yourself. That's a kind of an hidden barrier. Or a boycott many times. So why the trade barrier as a concept coming in? Why the modern trades are facing trade barriers? So one is rise in protectionism. Strategic trade policies. What has happened 3-4 decades back when this trade barriers removal and all this thing happened very flawlessly? Expected, according to me, expected objective was really not achieved. Developing country never got a better access to the developed nation, and developed nation has kind of exploited situation in their favor. Even between the two developed nation, trade balance got severely and adversely impacted. So that led to various country to think to protect their interests, and that's where the local regional parties, countries started coming together. They started forming regional trade agreements. That way the kind of a protection you try to create. So this, like United States, Mexico, Canada agreement, RCEP, regional comprehensive economic partnerships, etc., have replaced older. We have studied couple of such regional partnerships also earlier, where I've given you a long list. Now as a result, country has to create this to protect own interests. So that the rise of protectionism, need for protectionism, is leading to introduction of the trade barrier. Sanctions and export control, some economic forum or some global entity due to wrongdoing of certain nation creates a sanction. Due to that government chartered, we being part of the World Trade Organization or United Nations, etc., we have to oblige that. So as a result, the sanction prevents one country to do a business with a country which is having a sanctions. So that's what one happens. Or an export control, maximum that you can export, etc. Regulatory and environmental barriers. Sustainability concerns have led to form of trade barriers such as carbon border taxes, etc. So these are the things which prevents, you know, whether if your goods is coming, if foreign country goods has to enter the other country, they have to pay this carbon border tax, because your carbon footprints of your products are not in aligned with the international norms. So pay a kind of fine in terms of taxes. So this is the way companies try to introduce various barriers. So rise in protectionism, sanctions and exports, and regulatory environment barriers are the order of the day. So what it leads to as an impact? Supply chain gets realigned. A global supply chain crisis emerges if one part levies certain things which would otherwise disturb the speed or the cost of supply chain, then that gets disturbed. Certain geopolitical tension forced companies to diversify sourcing. So the same thing happened with Indian automobile company due to Ukraine. Many world company, because the Ukraine was very specialist for that chips making, etc. So we have to then identify the next alternative shore, or you have to create your multi-shore production, compatibility, etc. Seek a digital supply chain solutions. So like countries like Vietnam, Mexico, and in India has emerged as a alternative manufacturing hub. So you offer a manufacturing opportunity so that company can come and put up their manufacturing in your country, because you are offering favorable environment. So overall, the supply chain realignment is a big major impact. Market becomes volatile and business becomes uncertain due to changing political scenarios and economic conditions, legal law, rules and regulations, and this kind of a barriers. Market becomes volatile, predictability goes down, and therefore the business remains uncertain. New trade blocs and alliances, we have already discussed things like ASEAN and all this, they are forming their own alliances and trying to create a favorable working relation or business relation among themselves. Okay, this is a restricted view vis-a-vis the world view. Technological and digital trade barriers, so like growing role of data privacy that has been imposed upon, cybersecurity weight restrictions, digital taxation, all are the forms of trade barrier which impacts the business. People will find their own alternative way of doing cheaper business. Second thing that we need to understand is the tariff barriers. Okay, so the tariff barriers are several key purposes. So they generate revenue. You will get that money, right, in your kitty, protecting your domestic industry. So because the landed goods will become costlier than the indigenously produced goods, trade policy and negotiations, it gives you the power for policy and negotiations and correcting trade imbalance. That's the ultimate final benefit that you get as a key purpose, that it will help you realign your imbalance in the trade balance. Past few decades, there has been a general decline in global tariff rates. They are gradually coming down because of the role that World Bank or say World Trade Organization, etc. are playing due to liberalization efforts being put in by World Trade, as I have very clearly told you. Type of tariffs that one faces are the import tariffs. So these are the most common tariffs imposed on goods entering the country. So tariffs are classified as import. If the good is entering your country and you are levying certain tax on it, then that's an import tariff. If goods is leaving your country and there is a tax on it, then that's an export tariff. Example, China imposes export tariff on rare earth metal, which is that magnet that automobile company is most sought after. As a result, EV production in India is adversely currently affected because China has restricted the exports. So this is like they know the, the significance of it, and therefore they are levying the export tariff. So this is what it ensures, that not only the local availability, but your control over the global supply is retained with you. Protective tariff is designed to shield domestic industries from foreign competition. So if tariff doesn't help, then protective tariff also is introduced, where you still find that, you know, imported goods is still competing. So example is US imposed additional 30% protective tariff on solar panel in 2018 to support its local solar manufacturing industry against low cost import from China. Retaliatory tariff as a response to unfair trade practices by other nations. which is what currently is happening between USA, China, and USA and some other countries, etc. European Union imposed a retaliatory tariff on US whiskey in response to US steel and aluminum tariff being imposed in 2018 on the EU goods. Okay, so this is how retaliation works. So that's why it is known as a retaliation tariff. We are studying few other types of tariff. Very briefly though, ad valorem tariff. These are calculated as a percentage of the value of the imported goods. So it will state 2%, 5% of the goods of import. So your consignment goods total to 100. If it is 5%, then 5 rupees you have to pay. Specific tariff. These are the fixed fees based on measurable units such as weight or quantity. So many times either the goods is voluminous or low on weight but high on volume, or high on volume but low on, you know, like low on volume but high on weight. Now in such scenario, instead of getting into complex this thing, the specific tariffs are imposed. Okay, so that is a fixed amount. Compound tariff, this is a combination of ad valorem and specific tariff. For example, would be 5% tariff on the value of the goods and $1 per unit imported. So this is a compound tariff. Trade barriers are the fundamental aspects of the international trade policy, which not only affects your pricing, competitiveness, and economic relationships. So what are the economic implications of imposing tariff? Your domestic consumer, because of tariff being imposed, gets the goods at a higher price. So it may impact demand adversely. Domestic producers, tariff will in fact protect them against foreign competition. International relation, imposition of tariff can lead to trade dispute or maybe a retaliation in terms of additional tariff that other country will impose on you. It impacts global supply chain. In today's interconnected world, which is very much true, we all know, tariff will disturb the global supply chain. Companies relying on imported components may face increased production, uncertainty of supplies, leading them to adjust their sourcing strategy or eventually pass the cost on to the consumer. So same product consumer may get at a costly rate. Now we will learn about non-tariff barriers. How, without sounding a tariff, this thing, how countries can still create a barrier, which is non-tariff barriers. Quota is one form of non-tariff barrier. Fixed quantity or a fixed value of a particular product only can be imported in a country in a given specific period. Say 1 year, you can import 100 million ton of steel, period. If the moment it exceeds that, now it may exceed in 3 months or it may exceed in 9 months. Beyond that, you cannot import. Import licensing, where requirement will be raised to obtain a license for which you have to apply, get authorization, pay licensing fee. So as much of business expenditure goes into that. So according to the World Trade Organization, at least 30% of global trade is affected today by quotas or import license rule. So that's a significant component. Second is subsidies and government support to domestic suppliers. A subsidy is a financial benefit that you will give. So for every 100 units that you export, I will give you 10 rupees or X percentage of your revenue as a subsidy or something. There are ways which the subsidies are calculated. Now, it definitely means that you are indirectly financially benefiting the local industry so that their competitiveness improves. Okay, this can take a form of either a direct cash payment. You export so many units, I pay you so much. Or tax reduction. If you exceed export by so and so, then you pay lower tax. Low interest loan for business. For exporting purpose, if you want to take a loan, then it may cost you 5%. Otherwise, it is 7%. So likewise, reduce energy or raw material costs. You are given subsidized power supply or you are given subsidized product, material, etc. So this is how government tries to, in a non-tariff way, provide subsidies to the domestic industry. Okay. Local content requirement. This is the third and the most powerful this thing which India is has implemented. You mandate that certain percentage of your product being produced must have sourced material from local country. So like for automobile, it is I think 30% of your sourced goods value should be from the local supplier. So that's what, yeah, India requires foreign companies to source at least 30% of their component locally in industry like automobile and electronics. So that's another way to kind of create a preventive this thing before that company to come in. If you come in, you are most welcome, but then comply with these restrictions. So non-tariff barriers are a significant challenge in the international trade today. Often indirectly restricts the access to the economy. Okay, they are probably more potent than many times tariff itself. So measures like quota, subsidies, and local content requirement can distort the competition. It will impact pricing and create trade dispute eventually. So that's a non-tariff barrier. Technical barrier to trade, TBT, as it known as well as the standards that you impose. So technical barrier to trades are regulatory measures or in the form of a product standards being imposed by government to ensure that quality goods is provided to the citizens, safety is maintained, environmental protection is taken care of, and consumer rights are protected. So with this, any of the four or multiple of these four aspects taken into account, country imposes technical barrier to trade. According to the World Trade Organization, about 35% of the international business faces some kind of a trade barriers, technical trade barriers. Technical trade barriers are of various nature for food and beverages, like countries impose standard on food safety, labeling, and nutritional content. Okay, so the safety of the finished product you made, the labeling should contain what kind of information, etc. So that's a nutritional aspect of it. Pharmaceutical, drugs approval and production standards. Okay, so that safety of the medicine is assured. So that has been imposed. Electronic and consumer goods, compliance with electrical safety and emission standard declared by the relevant body. In our case, it is Bureau of Indian Standards. They have to follow those standards. So technical barriers to trade are the regulatory measure which is essentially done to, so we briefly discussed earlier quality and safety standards for the food and pharma and electronic. Company enforce the strict regulatory standards in the name of a quality or a safety, that is to protect interest of the consumer of that country and safeguard against poor quality goods or safeguard their safety, etc., and thereby ensure that the citizens get safe and consumable products. Next is the environmental sustainability standards in the form of a carbon border tax. Environment regulations have become of paramount importance, and significant nature of trade barriers are around this particular requirement of various countries. It is done to ensure that goods comply with now expected environmental standards, either in terms of carbon emission, pollution, biodegradability, or resource exploitation is minimized. So European Union has introduced this concept called Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBAM, where if your goods do not comply to certain standards of oxygen content presence or carbon content presence, etc., or post-utilization, what carbon it emits, etc., then they charge you with this. Another one is the plastic waste ban or recycling laws are being insisted upon, or achieving sustainability standards in agriculture. So these are the various forms in which technical barriers to trade overall under the environmental and sustainability standards are being imposed. Next in the category of technical barriers to trade is the data and cybersecurity law. So that is European Union's GDPR, which has been very prevalent and been implied, and China's cybersecurity law. So with this digital economy bursting, across the globe, data has become very significantly important material. So there has to be a law that prevents and protects the law of user are protected. So like data protection of a personal information in nature, cybersecurity, etc. So these are the various ways certain regulations are formed around that will create a kind of a trade barrier, so that India's IT policy states that every organization using the platform for Indian citizen must have the data residing on cloud in India. So that makes for them difficult. They have either centralized supercomputer, that's where they were doing, now they have to do some system so that the data resides here within India. So this affects the kind of e-commerce, cloud computing and various financial services market. EU General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR, is vis-a-vis the cyber security law or India's data localization policy I have discussed. Technical barrier to trades are necessary for consumer protection. So one is it protects the consumer. It protects your pursuit for environmental sustainability. Okay, and therefore, when it is done, often it acts as a hidden barrier and limits the access to the market.